AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. America's top military officer has met his Ukrainian counterpart in person for the first time. Sagar Magani has more.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley talks regularly with General Valery Zaluzhny, but until now it was never face-to-face. Today, Milley went to a Polish military base near the Ukrainian border for their first meeting. It underscores growing ties between the two militaries at a critical time in Russia's war against Ukraine, which is nearing the one-year mark. Milley's spokesman says the general will now be able to relay Ukraine's concerns and information to NATO and other defense chiefs who will meet this week in Brussels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A failed Republican candidate for New Mexico State House has been arrested after a series of drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers. Albuquerque Police Commander Kyle Hartsock says evidence suggests Solomon Pena pulled the trigger in at least one of the shootings and paid four men to carry out at least two others.
The addresses of these shootings were communicated over phone. Within hours in one case, the shooting took place at the lawmaker's home.
Sound courtesy KRQE-TV. Norman Hall now with the latest on a 2019 mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso.
Federal prosecutors will not seek the death penalty for Patrick Crucius for the 2019 attack that left 23 people dead and dozens wounded. Crucius, who's from the Dallas area, is accused of traveling to West Texas to target Mexicans. Prosecutors did not explain in their court filing why they won't seek the death penalty for Crucius, although he could still face execution if convicted in state court. The decision not to pursue the death penalty in the case could be a defining moment for the Justice Department. It has sent mixed signals about capital punishment. During his campaign, President Joe Biden pledged to abolish the death penalty. I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. This is AP News. The Australian Open underway. Graham Agars is in Melbourne.
Day two of the Australian Open was interrupted twice, once by blazing heat and then by rain. There were some significant wins squeezed in between the weather dramas, though. The most notable a five-set win by veteran Andy Murray, who knocked out the 13-seed Matteo Berrettini in a battle that lasted almost 5 hours. The men's nine-time champion, Novak Djokovic, celebrated his return to Australia after his COVID ban last year, that by safely reaching the second round. Taylor Fritz, Shelby Rogers and Taylor Townsend led the American charge into round two. I'm Graham Agars.
NFL news, Brandon Staley coming back as the Los Angeles Chargers head coach, but offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi and quarterbacks coach Shane Day have been fired. The Chargers ranked ninth in total offense, but 20th in yards per play, with the league's third worst rushing attack. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.